Trendy is presented for the people by Caesar Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Welcome back to another edition of Trendy, the show where we like to explore the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And Mark, what we needed more than anything else is for the NBA to start. And as soon as it did, you and I started hitting our bets after a terrible Monday show where we combined for 1.9 units. The score is all the way up to 10 to 7.7. I still have a Lakers under to go. How are you feeling now that you're making real bets on real sports and not just giving out minus 5,800 long shots?
Oh man, the grind is real here. I'm not going to lie to you. I've definitely had to go into my back to the drawing board, to say the least. But I think I got some good stuff for us today.
Yeah, I think you do too. I've seen some of your picks. I like where your head's at. And now the NBA is here. I mean, you've been a lot sharper, man. You were all over the Magic. You saw that Bills game perfectly. So what were your thoughts from the Tuesday and Wednesday? Like, we're taping this Thursday night. I didn't see much of the Bucks game because we were taping Covered in Glory. But from the first two nights, what did you think of the NBA action?
Yeah, I think you got some pretty good games, man. Some playoff atmospheres, you know, recording on Thursday, like you said. How about Dame tonight? You know, his debut in Milwaukee, almost scored 40 points. That was a really fun game to watch. The Warriors and Suns the other night was a pretty good game as well. Came down to the end. You know, we're watching Lakers-Suns right now. It's about to head to the fourth quarter. Looks like it's a pretty good game. Might be a good finish there as well. But as far as my plays, I mean, that Magic's minus four was a layup, wasn't it? They won by 30. I mean, minus 29 would have covered that one. I mean, I told you before the game, though, last year, the Magic were one of the best teams against the spread. And you know, because you won money been in Orlando last year. And Houston was one of the worst teams against the spread. So I think that was definitely my most confident play. And it played out that way, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, call it my third guess express tonight. I was really thinking about putting it in, but the Spurs over the Rockets is minus 125 the other night, and this might just be a fade the Rockets situation. Like, I know the Magic are good, and they're frisky, and they're better than people think, but they 30 points better than people think. Nah. And so if the Houston's just going to lay down like that, like, I'll take almost anybody over them. And I'll tell you what, the Spurs impressed me, Mark, and I know they lost that game to the Mavericks, but those dudes played hard. Those dudes really went after it. And Wemby was in foul trouble the whole time, which cost me my prop. But I loved when he was on the floor. I think he's going to learn from it. He'll avoid some of those silly whistles. And if they had him for 30 minutes instead of 21, I think they beat him. And I think the supporting cast is really enjoying the sellout crowds that are paying record ticket prices to come see the new savior.
Yeah, you could tell they got a little extra juice down there now, right? You know, you bring Victor Wembanyama down there. It's a new hope in San Antonio, you know, but I'm not going to feel sorry for those San Antonio fans. They've witnessed five NBA championships over the last 20 years or so. So we're not going to cry wolf that they had a few down years there after Kawhi, but you know, they're rich, they're get richer, right? They're back in the spotlight.
Especially when the payoff is Wembanyama. I mean, I know he was only on the floor for 21 minutes, but that face-up game was so nice. Like, the length gets a ton of pub. Like, people think he's just going to catch lobs. And obviously, I talked a lot about the defensive side of his game. But, like, when he was catching the ball and hitting a jab step and this is going up for that smooth jumper, he was hitting it from three, he was hitting it from 18. I mean, if he's going to be doing that, what do you do at that point?
There's nothing you can do, because when he rises up, he doesn't see anybody. when you contest him, you're like at his hip.
Yeah, we saw Porzingis like go off the other night with like similar looks and a similar style. It's like, these guys are freaks, man. And I think Porzingis gets a bad rap because of injury history and things like that. But we saw what impact he could have for the Celtics. And Wemby's like not Porzingis 2.0. He's probably Porzingis like 5.0.
Yeah, and Porzingis just played for your Wizards, right? So you know him very, very well. So You know, now he's actually with a functional franchise, you know, unlike those Washington Bullets. I mean, Wizards.
I wish I had a comeback. But as I said the other day, like, holy hell.
I mean, after you told me the other day, you've never seen a conference finals before. I was like, wow, I didn't know that.
43 years old. Haven't even seen. I saw a game 7 against the Celtics when Kelly Olynyk wiped us out.
I remember that.
I think that's the biggest game of my lifetime was a game 7 of the Eastern Semis.
Oh man, rough
rough road. Well, we saw the Thursday night game really well. Both you and I made money on that. Allen did throw that pick, even if it was a fluke play, but it all looks the same in the box score. We go ahead and cash that bet, and we're on to this week. So I want to give out our usual game of heart, head, heat, or cred. But each Friday, Mark, I like to take a minute with my guests because I really appreciate you coming on and let you guys have a little bit of fun in whatever your area of fun is. And for you, I was thinking about it. I was listening to Lemon Pepper Parlay this week, and he brought up Martin brought up some old territory that got my wheels turning. Last year for March Madness, you finished last. And as a result, you had to throw on a Cinderella costume and go down to Hollywood Boulevard to get honked at for about an hour. And as you put it, Martin's never been happier in his entire life. Now, I'm not a fairy godmother. I don't have any Cinderella powers here whatsoever. I can't make these guys actually do it. But let's just do a little theater of the mind for a second. If you could take any extra point staffer and give them any Halloween costume, and you get to be their photographer of the night, you get to hang out and see how people react to them, how they like it, who would you pick and what would you have them wear?
This is a great one. I like this. So I would have Martin, obviously. I got to go with Martin here.
Got to go with Martin.
Yeah, I got to go with Martin. I would have him dress up as Steve Spagnuolo in New Orleans Saints gear, because when he hates him. Like, because when he was their DC, they had one of the worst defenses of all time. And he still cannot get over that, even though Spags has won 2 championships with the Giants. And he won 2 championships with the Chiefs. And right now, the Chiefs have a top 5 defense in the league. And he still will never give him any credit. Like, anytime I bring him up, he's talking about, well, it helps to have a future Hall of Fame defensive tackle in Chris Jones. I'm like, dude, okay, sure. But they still have one of the youngest secondaries in the league. One of the youngest defenses, actually. I mean, last year they were starting 4 freaking rookies that were playing quality snaps. And they still had a borderline top half defense. And now they're one of the best in the league. And he still will never get Spags as just due. So I want him with the Spags uniform, the Saints logo with the clipboard, you know, chewing the gum on the sidelines like Spags does. Maybe wearing the glasses because he puts on some glasses sometimes, you know, just to bring back some good memories for a good old Martin Weiss.
I like it. Come on, Martin, be a pal and actually do it. My selection is in a similar vein, like, hey, take somebody you've known for a long time and then make them miserable. So I go Dave Dabaschek, and I just go with 90s LA guy. But 90s LA guy, I get to pick what it is. It's all the things he hates. First of all, got to wear flip-flops. He's got to wear flip-flops, which I think is his number one fear in life. Then we're going to throw him in some of those board shorts that had those like weird geometry patterns on there that didn't make any sense. They had such horrible color clashes, just triangles everywhere, like green and orange and turquoise. And it was horrible. Like, the uniform, it would throw up something that looks like those pants if he actually had to put them on. And then the final topper, the final insult, 90s LA guy, Dave Dabaschek. He's got to wear the Gretzky Kings uniform. He's got to wear the 99 from the Kings when he was past his prime for the greatest hockey player of all time, at least according to the majority. But the minority, led by Dave Dabaschek, will not get off of Lemieux 66. But on Halloween, on the 31st, he is rocking his mortal enemy's number and wearing his jersey. So just like you, I'm trying to maximize his misery in 3 things that I know he will never come within 1,000 feet of otherwise.
I love that. I love that we're both on the same wavelength on this one, just making our counterparts very, very upset and miserable by things that they hate. We're so mean. We're so mean, Toby. This is so cruel.
Or I'd have Brett throw on a Jordan jersey so he knows what it's like to finally be a winner. And like in a Freudian slip, just to cut the curtain, we actually had to retape that because I said Wizard, which is also true. But Jordan on the Wizards is not exactly bringing in the banners. That was all Bulls.
Yeah, yeah. He did average 20 for you guys, but you weren't winning much games there.
Nah, it was solid. It was solid. Brett just threw in the chat that Jordan Wizard suits him better. Oh man, wow. He's the best. So self-depreciating. All right. Well, that was fun. But let's get down to business, Mark. Let's go ahead and give Caesars some love and then give out some winners.
Yep.
You know, when the conversation turns Stampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up. OmahaFull. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All right, Mark, we are back, and it is past midnight. It has been a long week, and it is my absolute favorite part of the sports calendar when baseball, basketball, hockey, Premier League, obviously NFL, college, everything is going at once. So I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, Mark. It's Friday. I know I'm beating you, but I got strange with this week's picks. I got a little bit over my skis. I wanted to bet everything, everywhere, all at once. And I found ways to do it by just combining things that don't make any sense to get good numbers. So because I have honors, I'm going to start out, and this is light compared to where my head pick is. But my heart pick, Mark, I am going with the Celtics money line plus the Chiefs -2.5 and -127. And for this one, it's just, I think the Celtics want revenge against the Heat. You never hear their fans stop talking about it, led by Simmons and everybody else, how this is their boogie team, how they knocked them out of the playoffs last year. Hench, I think, feels the same way. And I think this is the second game of the season. They need to continue to make a statement. They did it against the Knicks the other night, and that helped me cash that money line parlay paired with the Bills. And I think they're going to make it 2 in a row. I think they really are going to be the rabbit that leads the pack this year. And I don't think they can lose to the Heat and maintain that status. And then on the Chiefs side, they're money in the bank to win. They just don't cover. So I just adjusted the line down. And I know things can be strange. They can win by one. They can win by two. I know you love them. You're going to tie them to every damn bet you have this week. But I do protect the key number here by clearing the 3 to take it down to 2.5. And I don't have to pay the full juice of the money line. So rather than taking them on the money line and being somewhere in like the 150s, by just clearing the key number of the field goal, pairing it with the Celtics, I get this at -127.
Not bad plays. I do worry a little bit about the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics game. Because those games are kind of weird sometimes, man. Like every time you go into those matchups, you're like, Boston is clearly the more talented team. because they always are, right? But for some reason, Miami always kind of hangs around. You got Eric Spoelstra there, who I think is probably the best coach in the league right now. He gets the most out of those guys. Like, it's going to be some new no-name guy that comes out of nowhere and drops like 20 points, and the game's going to be way closer than it should be. And you're going to be sweating the last few minutes of the game when you think, oh, Boston's going to run away with it. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
I was sweating that Knicks game last night. I'm not going to lie. Like, that game was more competitive than I imagined, particularly down to the end. And you're right about the Heat. Like, people have gone broke for a long time, you know, shorting the Heat and not giving them full respect. But somehow I'm just feeling this one, man. That's why it's in the heart category. I'll tell you, it was originally my cred pick, but just because of respect for the Heat and just because of what you just said, I switched it over to heart.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, let me give you my heart. And you know I got to start with my quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Patrick LeVon Mahomes. I'm taking the over on his rushing yards, Toby. It's at 23.5. And I'm pairing that with Hollywood Brown's over on receiving yards at 49.5. Listen, hear me out here. Patrick Mahomes has cleared this number rushing in three of his last four games. And I don't know if you checked the weather report there. It's going to be snowing in Denver Sunday.
That's
the forecast. Yeah. So it's going to be defensive linemen slipping around, linebackers falling all over the place. And Mahomes is going to just slither his way through the snow like he's Santa Claus and just run for 10 to 15 yards a couple times. And he's going to have at least 30 yards rushing this game, I believe. So I love that play. And then Hollywood Brown, 49.5 receiving yards. He's cleared this number in four of his seven games this year. And one of those games he didn't clear, he had 49. So he was 1 yard off, and he's playing against his former team, the team that gave up on him. Toby, the Baltimore Ravens are coming to Arizona. I like this revenge game spot. So I got both of these plays at Caesars, comes out at +250.
Those are great odds. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know about the weather report, but I'm not backing Hollywood Brown because he can't throw to himself. Like, you believe in any Cardinals quarterback to get the ball to him five times?
Hollywood Brown's going to say before the game, hey, this is my game against my former team. Just give me the damn ball. Force it to me. Give me 15 targets.
That is true. They still have to execute, though. I mean, they can throw to him 30 times, but if it's skipping to him, he's getting 0 yards. So I'm avoiding that one, but it is a good number. +250 is a fair reward for the risk that you're taking. All right. So, Mark, the way I kind of broke into extra points and all that and got to know everybody is I created a fantasy company called League of Leagues Fantasy Sports. It's where you play basketball, football, and baseball all together. And it's super fun. We play year-round. It's how I met Sal and how I met a lot of other people.
Yeah.
But you rarely get to do it in the betting market. And so this is the magic week. This is the magic week where you could actually make player props out of all three sports. And so I could not help myself. I looked up my three favorite props, one from each sport, and I am pretty certain I am going to be the only one in America holding this ticket unless you guys listening to me join the revolution. So here we go, because these aren't even superstars. These are just weird picks, and I gave myself a little pause there, Brett, so you can beat that. So here we go. It's Zach Gallen in game one of the World Series, 3+Ks. He's hit that number 35 out of 38 games this year, and he has been money in the postseason. He's already cashed for me on multiple bets, and I think he's going to do it again in game one. 3 Ks is not a lot, especially if he makes it 5 or 6 innings. And then we're going with Jalen Brunson, over a half first quarter rebounds against the Hawks on Friday night. So Brunson has hit this number in each of his last 10 games, going back to last year, 16 of his last 20. And I love it against the Hawks in the first quarter because I think they're going to be pulling up and it's going to result in long rebounds. And Brunson is awesome at hustle plays early on in the game. Like, when the trees get fully engaged in the fourth quarter, he's not going to go in and bang bodies and really pull them down. But if it's loose balls on missed threes, in quarter one, and he's got 10 minutes to just collect one of them. That's why he's done it 10 straight games. So love that one as well. And then Chris Boswell, over 5.5 total kicking points for the Steelers. He's done this in 5 straight games, and the defense for the Steelers constantly gives them pretty decent field positions led by TJ Watt. but they never moved the ball that far when the end result is field goals. So I think they'll do that against Jacksonville again. He has got a chance to clear it by some miracle. They get three touchdowns and one field goal. But I think far more likely he has two field goals, probably even by halftime as they struggle to move the ball. So that is a lot of words over a lot of nonsense, but it is so much fun to throw these three things together in the 1 week you still can. And that number is a tasty Mark Gunnels plus 245.
Wow, that's rich for your blood. 245 is a lot for you.
All right, what, all right, 5,800. Because
well, yeah, I mean, you know, you're more the conservative guy here. So, yeah, you got a lot going on there. I'm not going to touch it either way. I'm just going to let you have fun with that one. You know, you're mixing too many sports for my blood there, but I'm going to watch that one from the sideline and I'm going to root you on as a good friend. I'll be a good friend and root you on.
Somebody
there.
Somebody join me. Yeah. Somebody tweet me that ticket. Somebody else bet it along with me because it is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I won't be one of those people, but maybe somebody out there that's listening will. Oh, man, that was fun. But so for mine, I'm going really simple here. Mine's really boring compared to yours. So for my head, I'm sticking with my Kansas City Chiefs. I'm taking them to cover the spread -7 against the Broncos. You said the Chiefs don't cover spreads earlier, which is false information, Toby. Did you know they're 5-2 against the spread this year? That's an old thing from the last couple years that they don't cover spreads. This is a new day in Chiefs Kingdom. They cover spreads now. They just covered a spread against the Broncos 2 weeks ago, and they didn't even play that good. They won 19-8, but they still covered that spread. I think you see a lot more points in this game. This Broncos offense is going to be sputtering. They're going to be dashing in the snow and falling all over the place. And Mahomes, I don't know if you remember, he said he's a snow game guy. He played in a snow game before, and it was actually against the Broncos a couple years ago in Kansas City. And he's like, I'm a snow game guy. So I think they cover the spread and they go to 6-2 against the spread on the year.
Yeah, and that's fair, man. You're the master against the spread. I mean, you're killing all of us in the extra points pool. So I got to respect that. And you're right. I didn't look up that they were 5-2 against the spread because it's just like one of those things where you see Patrick Mahomes take the knee rather than cover. And you remember what they did last year.
Well, that was one of the games they didn't cover.
Yeah, you just don't update your frame of reference, your frame of mind. So that's good information. That's fine. But I'm still glad I adjusted it down to -2.5. All right. So that gets us in the heater. And I've got Laker Kings under on Sunday. The line is not posted yet. I've done very well on this bet already, much to your chagrin. Already cashed it against the Nuggets. I'm about 20 minutes from cashing it against the Suns. And I think you're against me that I'm not going to go 3-0 on unders on my heater this pick.
Yeah, I've been waiting all week to fade you. Here we go, baby. I'm fading Toby right here. And this is why. The Kings were not only the best offense in the league last year. They were one of the best offenses in NBA history last year, Toby. I mean, this is a fast-paced team. They get up and down. They go crazy. They're young. You got De'Aaron Fox running 4.2s up and down the court, and they get a lot of threes up. And I think the fact that this game is Sunday, right? Lakers are playing today on a Thursday, so they get 2 days off of rest. So you're going to have a well-rested LeBron, you know, AD. So I think they'll be up to the task to run up and down with the young guys. I think you have a shootout here. I know you got the first two looking like, but this one against the Kings, I don't know, man. It's going to be a high-scoring contest there in Sacramento.
Yeah, this is a live update. It's 87-84 with less than 5 minutes left against the Suns. And the Suns aren't exactly a non-high-powered offense, although Booker is out tonight.
So. And no Bradley Beal still. Come on.
Yeah, well, I don't know. My owner's cashing, baby. I know I'm already in the black no matter what happens against the Kings, so I'm good. But I think I'm going to go 3-for-3.
I hope this game goes to overtime, like two overtimes.
It's going to need a couple overtimes, tell you that for sure. All right, what do you got on the heater side?
All right, so obviously you guys know I'm going with the big favorites on the money line paired with the quarterback of that team, throwing at least two touchdowns. It cashed tonight, Toby.
It did.
Josh Allen gave me two, baby.
Darn right it did.
The Bills obviously took care of business there. So I'm rolling with the Chiefs. It's a Chiefs theme, baby. This is Red Friday. This is Red Friday.
All the sports in the world, you're betting the same team three different bets.
I don't know when I'm going to be back on this show, man. So I got to leave my red imprint on the show, man. So Chiefs money line, pairing that with Mahomes, two touchdowns. Getting that at minus 155, eat the juice there. It's not too bad. And I think these are two plays that are for sure going to happen. I mean, the Chiefs are definitely going to win. I mean, they won 16 straight times against this team, for crying out loud. You're going to make it 17. And Mahomes throwing two touchdowns. I mean, come on.
Snow game guy.
Bro, really, he's a snow game guy. So there you go.
You got to hope he doesn't run too in, though. That might leave you short. All right. Well, I like that one quite a bit, but because I'm beating you and because I really like winning and I hate losing, I'm not going to follow that one. That was my initial instinct because I think it's the closest thing to a lock you're giving out. But whatever you give out in credibility, I'm taking it virtually blind. No matter what you give in cred, I'm tailing. Because if you don't win your cred, you're going to have a hard time beating me. And if you do, I'm going to take half of it out from you. So I'm just using game theory here. For my credibility, I couldn't resist. Got a little weird one last time. And I'm going with the Eagles money line paired up with some English Premier League, Mark Guttle. Some English Premier League. I'm bringing Covered in Glory over to Trendy for the very first time. Wow. And Manchester City in the Manchester City Derby, I'm taking their money line. You put these two together, these unlikely bedfellows, and you get a plus number at plus 119. And the reason on the Eagles is really simple. Howell is the most sacked quarterback in the league. The Eagles defensive line is going to completely collapse his pocket. And once they do that, the Commanders have almost no chance whatsoever to win this game. Despite them being my team, I can separate away from being a homer well enough to make some money off this pick. Because I don't think there's any way that Hal is going to be able to stay upright. And if he doesn't stay upright, he's not going to get into the 20s. Without getting into the 20s, they're walking out of there with an L. And then on the other side, I don't know if you follow the beautiful game that closely, but the Manchester Derby is one of the best games in the world. And right now, people are paying attention to the uniforms that are being worn rather than the actual quality of the teams. City won the treble last year. It's an absolute killing machine. They stubbed their toe a couple of weeks ago, lost a couple of games, and now people think that they're in crisis, but they're not. They just had Rodri out, and they had a couple other people out. I'm not going to do a long bit on this. Please go listen to Covered in Glory. We did about 20 minutes on the game, and you can hear the full reasons. But on the other side, United, like, to bring it back into American sports, imagine, you know, you go out and you see Alabama and you see the jerseys and you see them out on the field, but it's Mississippi State players wearing them. And so you think you're getting Alabama, you think you're getting the brand, but that's Miss State out there, baby. They're the one who's actually going to compete. Manchester City is going to roll those dudes, and I can't believe I'm getting plus numbers for both of those teams to win.
That's crazy. That is crazy, actually. I'm glad that you actually mixed it up there. I mean, you're just showing your versatility, man. You got to teach me some English Premier League stuff, man. I want to get into that. I really do.
Listen to Covered in Glory. We'll teach you right now. There's no Chiefs, so I don't know how you're going to bet it, but you'll find a way.
Well, you know, Mahomes is a part owner of the MLS team in Kansas City, Sporting Kansas City. Shout out to them. They're in the playoffs. I don't know how they snuck in there, but they got in somehow.
Look at you. Look at you trying to get Brett's job as the co-host on Covered in Glory. That's mean. Trying to take that man's job.
No, not at all. Not at all. But my cred pick, man, I'm sticking right here on American soil. I got the Dallas Cowboys money line, and I'm pairing that with the New York Knicks money line over the Atlanta Hawks Friday night. I got both of those at plus 165. Love the Cowboys here off a bye at home against the Rams. I think that bye week did them wonders to kind of get back in the film room, go back to the drawing board. The Rams team, they've been overachieving thus far. I think now they're going to start coming back down to earth. They're not a very talented team. Outside of Aaron Donald, Stafford, Kupp, and Puka, it's a major drop-off after that. Major drop-off. So Dallas is the much more talented team here. They take care of business. And the Knicks, I know it's in Atlanta. I understand that. And it's a little rivalry there with Trae Young. But I know it's not in the Garden this time. It's in Atlanta, him and the Knicks fans. But the Knicks fans will travel, so it might be a little gamesmanship there still as well. But I think the Knicks, I don't see them going 0-2. I like the way they played game one against Boston. They probably should have won that game. I mean, they were right there making you sweat. you know, you were over there sweating bullets, man, for at the end of that game. So I think the Knicks rally the ship here, go to 1-1. And yeah, I like those two plays.
Yeah, Jalen had me worried. I mean, he basically gave up 6 points in like 6 seconds in the last 5 minutes, and Porzingis helped bail him out. So you're right. I had to sweat that out. And the Knicks look pretty good. I mean, Brunson is just so crafty. And I just wish Randall would get back to where he was 2 years ago, and then they can really put something together there. So
yeah.
I don't love this bet, but I'm tailing it anyway for the gamesmanship reasons I said. And it's not the Cowboys side that makes me nervous. Like, I think that Hawks-Knicks game is closer to the Hawks side of the ledger, but I'm going to ride with you. You're feeling it, I'm feeling it with you, and we're having good vibes Friday here. So we'll see if we can bring home some of that bacon on that cred pick.
Yeah. All right.
So let's go ahead, give our sponsor some of those good vibes, Mark. Come back, give our Second Guess Express, and let me finally go to bed and get everybody into this amazing sporting weekend. All right, we are back, Mark, and we had so much fun with you this week, and I did have the lead the entire week, so I have been making it up to you by letting you go first on your Second Guess Express. Which one kept you up? Which one were you worried about putting in and that you didn't want to give up any of your three Chiefs picks? I'm just going to keep saying it because it's so outrageous. Your three Chiefs picks at the expense of whatever you have cooking here.
So here's the one I got, and I think I'm overthinking this one. 49ers -4 against the Bengals.
Mm.
Now, I know Brock Purdy came back to practice recording on Thursday today. Even if he doesn't play, we've seen Kyle Shanahan cook up with anybody, a quarterback, with that system, that scheme. And I'm thinking, you know, the Bengals, they're just due the breakout offensively, right? Joe Burrow's been looking lethargic all year. They've been very stagnant. They're due to break out, right? But that's just me feeling that way, right? I haven't seen anything to make me actually believe that they are, especially the Niners losing 2 games in a row,
yeah.
Right? They're back at home. It's hard to imagine losing 3 games in a row. It really is. And the -4, if they win, I think they win by a touchdown, but I'm so scared to do it, Toby, because I just think Joe Burrow's going to bounce back eventually. But watch him not do it, and he's going to look like the same Joe Burrow he's been looking like all year.
And that's the problem, right? I mean, like, it's so hard to handicap the Bengals right now because it's like I feel about the Chiefs not covering the line. Like, my brain views the team one way, and just like your brain views Joe Burrow one way, but it doesn't reflect the current reality. And to think he's going to snap back and be that dude when Joey Bosa is breathing down his neck, like, I'm on the Niners there for sure. So at least I hope I'm on the Niners. I made my staff picks 2 days ago, so Lord knows what I put down then. But
do you, you don't care. You don't care if Purdy starts or not. You still feel confident?
I'm happy. It's like part of my gambling philosophy, right? Is like you walk up to the window and eventually you're either going to tear that ticket or you'll walk back up. I'm more happy tearing a Niners ticket and saying Burrow bounced back. You know, he did it. He was able to beat Bosa. He was able to beat that Niners defense.
Yeah.
Shanahan, you know, couldn't come up with anything against the Bengals to counteract it and just say, all right, I'll take that loss. I'll take that loss.
Yeah.
Holding the ticket the other way and everything I just said goes the opposite way and Bosa blows up the whole line and the Niners do what they do and McCaffrey scores for the 17th consecutive games and they can't keep up. Like, I just feel foolish holding a Bengals ticket at that point.
Yeah. No, I get that philosophy. That's a good way of thinking, guys. Make sure you guys clip that part. That should be like in the betting Bible or something. Like,
there you go.
That was good.
Mark giving out the director's cut. I like it.
Yeah.
So if I had gone with my Second Guess Express Wednesday, which I felt so good about, I would have had a perfect day Wednesday, Mark. The Thunder rolled them boys in the money line, and I was going to sub that in for Wemby. But I would have won the Wemby one, too, without the foul trouble. Like, he blocked the first shot he saw. That guy tried to pull up on a jumper, and Wemby just, like, face-palmed him. It was awesome. but for today, Dolphins. Dolphins over 28.5 is the team total is a plus number, is plus 105. So anytime you can get a Dolphins team total and plus territory, it's obviously really tempting. And like after being bullied by Bill Belichick for 20 years, don't they just want to kick his tail? Don't they just want to like rub it in his face? I know they only put up 24 in the first matchup, but isn't that even more reason to go after? And I don't believe the Mac Jones. I know he cost me money last week. Same philosophy. I'm fine holding that ticket and knowing I lost because Mac Jones leads a fourth quarter, like 2 minute drill. I'm fine losing that bet.
Probably never happen again.
If you tell me you have plus money ticket and the only thing you need to win is Mac Jones doesn't drive down the field in the last 90 seconds, great. I will take that walking into the casino every single dang time. And that's how I feel here. Like, I don't believe in Mac Jones. I think he'll turn it over. I don't think Belichick has the horses. And I don't think that he's going to be able to keep up with, like, one of the greatest offenses we've seen in the modern age. And, like, has he seen all this motion? Like, what is he going to do against this and the speed? Like, it's a nightmare. So the Dolphins over 28.5 plus 105. If I wasn't going so crazy, if I wasn't going so loopy, if it wasn't this one week, magical week where all the sports are happening at the same time, this would absolutely be in my four choices. But as it is, it just landed in the second guess express.
Yeah, I could definitely see you kicking yourself for this one 100%. Considering how the last matchup went, where it was closer than it should have been, the Dolphins offense was kind of stagnant, and it's in Miami. We know the Patriots have weird games in Miami that they don't play too well there. So yeah, you're going to be kicking yourself Sunday afternoon for sure, buddy.
Yeah. Well, unless I'm perfect everywhere else, you know, maybe more perfect. All right. Well, we shoot for perfection here. We don't always hit it, but I think we came pretty dang close this week. You had a great episode of Lemon Pepper Parlay. We had another awesome waiver wire covering all the league stuff going on. No buys this week, but still a lot to talk about. Your boy LeBron is now taking it to the Suns.
So yeah, he's taking over.
He just got two layups, make it 95-91. I still have, 34 points to go on my under, so I'm just hoping there is no OT. So everything's coming up Extra Points Network right now. Make sure, if you hear my voice right now, you can probably go listen to the 15-minute pregame show. Check out Hench and Eddie and Dave on the minus three. And if you want more of that Premier League action, you want some El Clasico, some Spanish flavor for this weekend's soccer games, go listen to Covered in Glory as well. So, Mark, I've loved having you on. You're a joy to have at the network. I was lucky to be able to spend a week with you here. I hope you will come back, win or lose. And do you have anything to tell the folks before we part ways for the week?
Yeah, I mean, just appreciate you being with you for the whole week, man. Being stuck with Brett all week as well as he produced Lemon Pepper Parlay. You know, me and Martin record every Tuesday afternoon, goes out live that later that day. We give our picks for the upcoming week. We recap the previous week, and I just tell Martin how bad he is at picking spreads and how good I am.
You are really good. I mean, like, what can anybody say back to you right now? You're up, four games in the staff pool?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I'm in third, so I still got an outside shot at you. And I did throw 113-2 week, so I do think I have the best week anybody's had yet. So I just need one more of those, and I'll be right back in this thing.
Yeah, you'll close a lot of ground for sure.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week. I think Jen Piacenti will be coming in for the World Series, which will be a treat for all of us because she actually knows even more about baseball than she does about football. And we look forward to enjoying the Fall Classic with her. So until that time, it is a heck of a sports weekend. Go out and enjoy it. And we will see you next week. Take care, everyone.